It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnoll with KRWG News. In El Paso, police say they continue to investigate the death of a Southwest Airlines worker who they say was killed near an employee parking lot at the airport Friday night. On Sunday, El Paso police said investigators determined that the man's death was not a robbery and there was no shooting that took place. No arrests have been made. In a statement, Southwest Airlines called the death a, quote, tragic loss for the Southwest team. The Las Cruces Writers Group has new life with a new theme, Writers Helping Writers. Emily Guerra spoke with author and volunteer member of the Las Cruces Writers Group, Charmaine Samuelson, about their inspiration.
Tell us about the Las Cruces Writers Group.
Well, the Las Cruces Writers Group has been in existence actually for over 20 years, but because it is a volunteer group, it has waxed and waned over the years and has at times been inactive. And recently, a man named George Pintar picked up the reins of the group and actually gave it a vision, which is writers helping writers. So that's sort of a short answer about what the group is about, published and unpublished writers helping each other to get from a thought in their mind or an idea to pen to publication.
And how long have you been with the group?
Only about 6 months. I actually found out about the group after they had a successful book signing last July. And that was headed up by George Pintar, who is an 89-year-old new author himself. And he's the one that is trying to get the group activated again. And because of that book signing last July, not only I joined, but we have now over 35 active members versus a handful just a few months ago.
So what is the group's significance to the community?
Well, I think that, you know, writers and authors sometimes feel alone out there in the world because you are sitting writing, and that is a solitary process. But how do you connect with other authors? How do you connect with a way to get your material read? How do you get your book published? How do you function in the real world, like going to the office or working in a manufacturing plant, with those creative aspirations you have to be a writer? And so one way it's relevant as from a personal experience, I could say, don't wait to start writing until you're retired or rich or famous, because, you know, you may never get anything written. And I remember when I started writing a long time ago when I was young, but then as an adult, I really had to make that conscious decision. I'm just going to write now. And I would go home from work and write a couple of hours and also on weekends, because I knew that if I waited, I would never get it done. So this group can be very relevant to anyone out there that's listening. Someone like me can be an encouragement to others. You know, get your ideas down on pen and paper in your typewriter and get going, because don't wait. You know, there really is no tomorrow. There's really only today. So we try to encourage each other in that way. And we have not only a general business meeting monthly, but we follow that with the breakout sessions that are focused on editing, publishing. How do you start and write a book? And if you have written a book, what do you do then? So we are trying to, I guess, in a way, be a lot of things to many people, but that's okay.
Writers helping writers. How do you see the Las Cruces Writers Group doing that with the community, not only helping writers, but writers and authors that help the community of Las Cruces?
You know, I think about it like years ago when I lived in Albuquerque, I was a member of the Southwest Writers Group, which now is very large and very famous. And at that time, they were offering seminars, writing seminars, publication seminars. They would have an annual conference with They would invite publishers and agents from New York and all over the place to give you an opportunity to meet those people. They would have book signings with someone like Tony Hillerman, who I was very fortunate to meet. Those are the kinds of opportunities, though, that we as a Las Cruces Writers Group can begin to offer to people as we go along.
And what type of a writer are you? Fiction, nonfiction, historical?
Yes. Well, I actually write in different genres, and I just released a new novel. It's called The Lost Kingdom of Gold, which is a treasure hunt, and with a lot of murder mysteries thrown in, about the elusive lost kingdoms of gold that haunted the Spanish conquistadors. So where were they? Did they really exist, and do they exist today? So that's what that book is about.
You can listen to Emily Guerra's entire interview with Charmaine Samuelson at our website, krwg.org. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.